I'm Frank Vaughn. It's October 19th, 2024. And maybe I just didn't go for broke enough yesterday. I do not understand how people can fail to comprehend how dangerous left-wing politics is in this country when they have rendered mainstream this idea that your biological boys can be healthily raised as girls, started down the path toward hormone replacement and puberty interruption, something that cannot be fixed. They will be sterile. They will be deformed. And that somehow this is normal. This is now the mainstream of Saskatchewan NDP politics. It's not just this gender nonsense. It's not just change rooms. It's the destruction of an entire generation, the fragmentation of their minds, teaching them to hate the bodies that they were born in and to embrace a delusion, which will only lead to further fragmentation and unhappiness. The Sask NDP and all the different left-wing parties in this country, whether they're provincial NDP, federal liberals, provincial liberals, they support the most insane policies when it comes to what your children are being taught in schools. Now, people say that Soji's already here. It's not here yet. I left Ontario because it's not here. People leave BC because it's not here yet. There's still a refuge here in Saskatchewan if people here would understand just how much better it actually is. I've tried to say that every different way possible without saying it outright. Saskatchewan is so much better than everywhere else. And there's only one shortcoming with the people who live here, and that is that they don't know it. They don't know how bad it is everywhere else. They don't know how far down the rabbit hole of madness we've gone. So figure it out. The Saskatchewan NDP is not centrist. They're not common sense. They support biological boys being converted into pseudo women. And if you think it's just about change rooms, it's not. It starts at the change room. It starts by reinforcing their delusional identity socially, giving them the supports through your teachers and your guidance counselors. It entrenches the belief that the identity is more real than biology, and then they move on to more dangerous things. They move into the hormones. They move into the surgeries. There's things so horrible that I can't show them to you because my channel would be banned, and they are normal. They're becoming normalized. They got teachers and presenters going into schools in BC and talking about minor attracted persons and teaching your children that that is a legitimate sexual identity, that they're just like everybody else. And when the kids, because kids are smart, kids always rebel against the prevailing paradigm. And the prevailing paradigm in our time is madness. And the children are going to rebel against that madness. The generation that's coming up now will be the most conservative and probably far more spiritual than the generations that have followed since Generation X. And thank God for it. Thank God they're rebelling against this stuff. They speak out in the schools and say, no, 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 it's not a minor attracted person. That's a pedophile. And the teachers and the presenters push back on them to try and create understanding for this. Look, it's not just change rooms. If you can get kids to focus on their sexuality, if you can convince them that their gender identity is real, if you can so sexualize them, teach them about the Rainbow Brigade, introduce them to subjects that they really, if we value childhood, should have no business knowing until they're older. If you can do that, you can lower the age of consent. You can start to normalize behaviors that are abhorrent. That's what we're doing. I remember 10 years ago, I remember thinking, when I saw Caitlyn Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner, take the award for whatever it was, the most important female sports person, like whatever. It was one of the first women's awards that was given to a biological male. I thought, that's the high watermark. Because if we go much further, they're going to put the P on the end of LGBT. They're going to put the P in there. And man, it's so hard to deny that that's exactly where we're going now. And we deserve to know this as a public. And I want, they try to make this about protecting vulnerable kids. They're the ones abusing the vulnerable kids. They're the ones convincing them to hate themselves. They're the ones telling them that they can believe a delusion and they can make it real. The parents who are being encouraged to raise their kids this way. And everybody else just sits back and is quiet as thousands of kids across this country are being destroyed? What are we doing? Today, British Columbia has an opportunity to start rejecting this madness. And they should, and I hope they do. But in a week's time, it'll be our turn here in Saskatchewan. And there's only one way to stop the NDP, who has become radical. Look, if you want the federal government and their liberal policies and their leftist policies, because the Saskatchewan NDP is right there alongside Jagmeet Singh. And one of the things I just want to touch on, Canada's Trudeau slammed over black justice proposal that would decriminalize drugs. From the article, calling the proposals radical, citing a 30% reduction in incarceration over 10 years, decriminalizing a 30-day supply of hard drugs like cocaine, heroin, and meth, and cutting 25% of federal grants to police departments. This is all in the name of stopping stigma. So they're going to allow the addicts to keep addicted. They're going to reduce policing. They're going to arbitrarily reduce sentences. I read about a BC judge yesterday who gave a man a 6-month jail penalty because he wanted to save his daughter from being sterilized by the state. But a person who committed murder only got 5 years. People who commit violent crime are turned loose on our streets. The addicts are everywhere. Federal policing hasn't helped, and they're going to make it harder on you. If this province elects the Saskatchewan NDP, the federal government is going to be everywhere in this province, and we're just not going to get it back. Now, I know people are fed up with the SAS party. I understand that there's frustrations out there, particularly from the right, that they don't go far enough and they're responsible, they're not proactive enough. But look, if Sask United really wanted to do the job that they're trying to do, they would have focused on a tighter range of ridings, getting the seats that they could have got, and making sure that the NDP stayed out of office. Because if you're putting Saskatchewan first, your first priority should be stopping the ultra-leftists from getting power here. But instead, they ran 23 candidates, many of them, several of them, in areas where they can actually influence the election outcome. And hopefully it's not the difference that puts the NDP over the line. They didn't run a full slate. So even if everybody votes Sask United, you can only get 23 possible seats, which means you can't form a government. So they didn't run a province-wide campaign, and they didn't run a limited, concentrated campaign where they could have made the most impact, which is what I would have liked to have seen. Instead, they opted for something halfway in between. And now I worry we're on the cusp of some serious damage. Man. Alberta did this, and they're struggling just to put the brakes on what happened from that 4 years. I don't even know why anybody in their right mind feels the need to explain that what we're doing to these kids is wrong, that those who would hide behind them as a shield and say, Scott Moe is targeting vulnerable kids, they're the ones destroying vulnerable kids. And disproportionately, the most vulnerable kids, whether they're autistic or they have other mental issues, they're disproportionately targeted by this. The most vulnerable are being the most destroyed. And they say that they're really trying to pin this on Scott Moe. I don't know where the actual names of the NDP candidates and the actual specific children involved came from. Like, it did not come from Scott Moe. The NDP told everybody who they were. The NDP revealed that. And then they're trying to pin it on him. Look, I'm all about protecting people's privacy. But the voter in this province deserves to know that the so-called centrist NDP is not center at all. And you talk about healthcare and you talk about education. Look, the federal model for healthcare, the Canada Health Act, it's broken. All the provinces are broken in a similar way. And more money, more funding, and more bodies being fed to the machine that is the machine that governs health transfers and actually shapes. People say, if you're unhappy with health care, blame the premier. That's just, it's not how it works. It's so superficial. It's so surface level. The problems that we have with healthcare in Canada are structural and shared. They're everywhere, and solutions are going to have to come from the provincial level, but it's not going to be with the cooperation of the federal government because they oppose every common sense measure that could actually make it better. We have examples. Nations all over the world and the OECD who deliver healthcare better than us universally at a much cheaper cost and have private components and have different ways of managing it. We have this marriage to a failed healthcare model that the vision, the original vision that Tommy Douglas had for it, we didn't even listen to most of his recommendations. We only did a couple. And that's why the healthcare system's broken. And at the same time, these advocates want to just keep bringing in a million different types of immigrant every single year who have never paid into the system and just represent a burden the second they come in. Drug addicts being given safe supply, places to use, decriminalizing so that there's absolutely nothing you can do about their addiction, encourages mental health issues, makes for a more unstable society. When you take a child and you say, hate the body that you were born in, and engage in a delusion and pretend it's real, and we'll stop puberty and we'll make you into a grotesque so that at 20 and 22 and 23, you can turn around and regret it. And you can ask why the adults in the room didn't stop you from making a horrendous mistake. Does not encourage mental health. The overburdening of every single system from education to housing to the job market. Look, folks, we're not going to be saved by temporary foreign workers serving your coffee and picking strawberries. That's not progress. Mainstream left-wing politics it's lost its mind and it's here. When I first moved here, I thought, this is probably the best NDP in the entire country. I couldn't have been more wrong. It's thoroughly infected with the same disease that's destroyed liberalism all across this nation. So there needs to be a reaction. There needs to be an electoral pushback. Saskatchewan is the last bastion. It is the final frontier. It is the final stand. If it falls, there's nowhere else to go. There's no seed from which to grow common sense back into the country. This is the root of the tree. It might be the most important province in Confederation, and people barely even know it exists. And the election we're having right now might be the most important election in the nation, and people don't even know it exists. Just like they don't know the rebellion on the carbon tax and what that actually represents. They don't know that exists. They don't know about the Saskatchewan Firearms Act. They don't know about these real oppositional things that are trying to preserve the fabric of Canada when it was great. This is the strongest place. And I worry there's a big blind spot within the people who have been here the longest. The problems are everywhere, just like they're everywhere in the country, but they're worse everywhere else. I'll finish on this note. I gave up everything. I dropped everything. I dropped my business. I dropped my social circles. I dropped all my contacts. I left everything behind to come here because I could see how much better it was with my outsider's eyes. I didn't come here to change it. I came here to live it. And now here I am 2.5 years in, and I'm faced with the same nightmare that took the place of my birth. Saskatchewan, you can't let this happen. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.